die holden da vor von mir alle, von da. Nicht das Asara Shobash of him, that what's the common denominator, how are they all alike? So more, the Mishnah says, that Shadarkan Lahazik, Kishmirosan Olecho, Kishir Zechav HaMazik, Lashan Dashlumi Nezik. That's what the Mishnah ends off. Now the Gemara asks, Lasu Yamai, what does this mean to include? Like, since it says, Atzara Shavash of him, they're all alike, it must mean to include something new. So Rashi says, the Mashma, Af Koil Shadarka Lahazik, Ushmirosan Olecho, O my Matas Lasuye, like it's Mashma, it's coming to include other things also. So what else? What didn't we mention yet? Tomorrow says, Omra Abaya, Abaya says, Le'yasuya comes to include the case of Avnoi Sakino Masoi. If you put your stones or your knife or your packages, Shehenichon Beresh Gagoi, you put it on top of your roof. V'noflo Baruch Metsuya. And it fell down now with a normal wind, with the normal wind blowing it. V'heziko, and it did damage. That's what the Mishnah means to include. So Mari Astakash, Hechi Domi, how are we talking about over here? Ibahadi de Koazli, if we're talking about that these bundles or the stone did damage while it was flying down, while it was coming down, Fredi Gemara, Ibahadi de Koazli Komaski, if it's doing damage while it's traveling, Fredi Gemara, Haino Eish, that's Mamish Eish, and we said before, like Rashi says, the Tolda Deishi, and if so, Pshita Yechayiv, because Maish no Eish, what's the mile of Eish? To koyach achav muravoi, there's another koyach, another power mixed into your fire. When you make fire in your rishus, and then a ruach mitzuya, normal wind comes and blows it away into somebody else's rishus, you're chayiv. Even though it's koyach achar, it's another wind that's coming to blow, it's still your chayiv. Umamaynach, the svar is because you started it off, it's your mamin. Ushmiros olecha, you have to watch it. If so, hani nami, these things also, pshit is a told of eish, like we know it from the mazik of eish. Because these things also, koyach acha muruv behen, you put your stone, your packages on top of your roof, and if a ruach mitzuya, your normal wind, comes and blows it down, that's a regular case of koyach acha muruv behen. Umamoynach, it belongs to you, ushmirosan olech, and you have to watch it, and therefore, if it does damage, you're chayiv. So you don't need the extra part of the Mishnah to include this, that's part of Eish. So Mar says, Viela, what do you want to tell me? We're talking about Bosa the Naichi, after it lands on the floor, and then somebody trips over it. Freddy Gemari, if so, Idi Afkirinu, if we're talking about that the owner was Mafkirit, so then Vein L'Rav and Vein L'Shmuel Hainu Bor. Both according to Rav and Shmuel, that's a good case of Bor, that's Mamish Bor. This is a told of Bor of Adi Yechayiv. Because like I said, Bor is a case where you dig the ditch, Prishus Rabin, you don't own it there, so Yechayiv, because you caused the Takala. Here also, you caused this takala, you caused it like to fall down, you put it on top of your roof, where the ruach mitzuyah is going to throw it down, and now that you are mafkirit there, it's your bor. Maishino bor, why do we say that bor is chayiv? Shekein tchilas asiyos lanezek, when you first went to dig your ditch, you did it, it was done. For hezek, like a ditch for shusarabim, does hezek, does damage, it's a takala. These things also, after it landed on the ground and you're mafkirit there, you're making a takoli, you're making a stumbling block there. That's what you're mafkirit now, b'shus rabim, you're mafkirit a stumbling block. That's called tchilas asiyos lenezik. And also it's your mom and it belongs to you, at least you caused it, even though you're mafkirit right now, but before you're mafkirit, it was yours. Therefore it's a svara, you have to watch it. So of course Yechayiv. Like, why do we need the extra part of the Mishnah to be most of this? So Mor says, Elo delay afkirinu. Elo ma you want to talk about where your stones or your knife falls b'shus rabin, and you're not mafkirit. So Mor says, L'shmuel diyom akulim ibaru lamadnu haynabor. According to Shmuel, that says, even though you're not mafkirit, but if it ended up b'shus rabin, this stumbling block, Yechayiv, like bor. So it's haynu bor. We learned already that bor is chayiv. So Mara says, I'll tell you really, Liyerlam, the Afkarinu. That really we're talking about now, that you are Mafkarit. And so the question is, if you're Mafkarit, so the Churub Shitit Doimit Abor, what do I need the extra Mishnah for? So Mara says, no, V'loy Domi Labor, this is not like the regular case of Bor. Ma Labor Shekein Ein Koyach Acha Muruboy. A regular Bor, there's no other Koyach involved. You dug the ditch, And because what you dig, the hole that you dug, Rishus Rabbim, that in itself causes the damage. Nothing else comes in Amarav. You don't need another Kayach. Tiyama Bahani, but over here, these, what happened? First, you started out on top of your roof. You put your Avnas Kinomasoi on top of your roof. It's not a bore yet. But Shekayach Achamuru Behem. But you need another Kayach to make it into a bore. It wasn't your action that made it into a bore. Your action, you just put it on top of the roof. Now, the wind came and blew it down. And true later, when it lands in Rishus Rabbim, you're mafker it. But I call upon him, it's not called you dug the whole bore by yourself. It's a kayach achamuru boy. So maybe I would think you're potter. Maybe it's not daimit to bore. So this the Gemara says, eish tochiach. I learn out from the Mazik of Eish that even though there's a kayach achar, still I'm chayah for it. So Rashi says, behind the dunach of Masis and Hatzar HaShava, that's what the Mishnah means to include this from the Hatzar HaShava. Now that I know there's a mazik of Eish, that even though there's another koyach muruv boy, still yechayiv, so you'll also be chayiv for such a type of a bor. Ah, you can ask me back, Mali Eish came dark on elchol hazik, but from Eish alone I can't learn this out, because Eish travels, and here this bor is not traveling. We're talking about that after it landed, then you were mafker it, so now it's a bor standing still. So how can I learn it out from Eish? On this affair it is, bor tochiach, no. The Mazak of Bor teaches me this. A regular Bor, B'shus Rabim, it doesn't move. And B'choz Radin, I learn out one from the other, so that's what the Mishnah means to include. The Atzar HaShavah Shavim, there's this new type of a Bor that was created through a Koyach Acha Muru B'hem. That's not a push of the Bor, so therefore I need the Chiddush and the Mishnah, Atzar HaShavah Shavim, that you chayiv even for this. Rav Omar Rava says, Le'yasuya Bor HaMizgalgal B'ragle Yodom U'ragle Behema. Rava says no. There's another chiddush here. It's coming to include a case that a bor is moving. That means borham is galgal, that moves around baragli yodim by people's feet or the feet of the behema. So Rashi says it means kagoin heniach evin b'shus rabim. If you put a stone down in the middle of b'shus rabim, over yoyde b'mekoyim maloy hezika. Now, when the stone was in the place where you put it down, nobody tripled over it yet. Nobody got hezek yet. But the Gilgalah ragli yodim. But now people's feet moved it. By their people moving normally, they kicked the stone away to the other side of the street. Or ragli yodim v'hema. L'mokam achar to another place. V'zikah sham. And their people fell over it. So, are you chayiv or not? That's not a regular bor. A regular bor is where you dig it, that's where people fall. But here, where you put down this evan, nobody hurts themselves. Just the ragli odom people kicked it, and now somebody hurt himself on the other side of the street. So that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. That's still yechayiv. So Gemara says, "Hey, Yudon, what are we talking about? Idi afkarinu, if this evan, this stone that you put down, you are mafkarit. Since so, the Gemara asks, the bein l'rab, bein l'shmul, hayna bor. His tavim minar is this is a pure bor. If you put down your stone in the middle of Rishus Rabin and people fall over it, so that's a regular bor." Why do we say always if you dig a ditch in Rishus Rabim Yechayiv? Because the beginning of digging it is a stumbling block. It's a hezek. Ushmirasan alecha, and you have to watch it. Sahani nami, these things also, if you put down a stone in the middle of the Rishus Rabim, also, tchilas asiyosan lenezik, the beginning when you made this, when you put the stone down, is a stumbling block. People could fall over it. Ushmirasan alecha, and it's upon you to watch it because you put it there. So Zoya Sobshita, why does the Mishnah need a Chiddush from a Tzar HaShava? Elo, Deloy Afkarinu. Elo, you want to tell me the case where you are not Mafkar, your stone. So Mara says that, but Shmuel, according to Shmuel, the Yom HaKulu Mibar Lamadnu, Hainu Bor, but Shmuel says, no, still it's a Bor. So again, what do I need the Chiddush of the Mishnah for? So Mara says, no, here we do need this Chiddush. Because Le'olam, really, I'll tell you, we're talking about the Afkarinu. That even though you put down your stone, but you are Mafkar your stone. The Afkirinu B'Shus Rabim. And still, V'loy Domi L'Bor, this is not like the regular Mazik of Bor. Because I tell you, Ma L'Bor, Shekein Mais of Gormuloy. A regular Bor, your actions causes the whole stumbling. You dug the hole. So your hole now is what's causing people to fall into it. So your Maisa, your digging, created the whole Mazik. But Tiyama Bahani, here it's different. Shein mice of Gormaloi, your actions alone did not cause this stumbling block where it is. You put down this stone on one side of the street. Now people came and kicked it to the other side of the street. and now when it landed on the other side of the street, now somebody falls over it. So you yourself did not put the stumbling block where it does the hezek. So maybe it's not a regular bar. Maybe I think you're potter. That's why the Mishnah means to teach us a chiddush. No, even for this type of a bar, also you chayiv. How do I know this? Because sure yochiach. I learned it out from sure. When your sure does damage, it's not your actions that's doing it. Like Rashi says, Shein Maisa Bailam Gormu Hezek. When your ox does damage, it's not you, the owner is not doing the damage, your sure is doing it. Ela Mamayna Hezek, it's your mammon that's doing the damage. So here also, it's your stones that's doing the damage. You put the stone down, Bishisarabim, it's your stone now. Even though somebody else kicked it to the other side of the street, but it's like your sure, no matter where it goes, you're chayiv for it. Aye, Malishov, you want to say learn out purely from Shor? I could ask the question back. No. Malishov, Shekain Darko, Le'elechel Hazik. Or Shor is a derech for it to go. Like else could have said, have Ruach Hayim. Like a Shor travels, goes. Maybe that's why the owner has to watch it. And if he doesn't, he's Chayiv. But here, these stones, where you put it down in the street, it doesn't travel normally. So I would have thought to say, maybe a potter. On this I say, Bor Tachiyach. No. Learn it out from the regular Masik of Bor. When you dig a ditch, B'shusarab, the Torah says Yechayiv, even though a Bor doesn't travel. So you see, even though something doesn't travel, still Yechayiv. V'choz Radin, I learn out one from the other, L'royzeh, K'royzeh, this is not, this Chumra is not like that Chumra, therefore I can learn out even this case of Bor Hamas Galgol. That a Bor Hamas Galgol, Yechayiv. Ravada Bar Ava Omar La'asu Yehodatani. He says, now it's coming to include another Chiddush. When the Mishnah says that there's another type of a mazik, we can learn out from one and the other, from like two together. In our Mishnah, it means to include something else. The Tanya we learned, it's a Gemara later, that says, Kol Elu Shomru. There are a few cases, all these cases that the Chum said, that you have a right to empty out your stuff into the Rishus Rabbim. In a case of Poiskin Ve'Voiseyem, you're allowed to open up your gutters and let the dirty water flow into the Rishus Rabbim. Or else the Gorfim Moriseyem. They used to clean out their cellars from all the dirt that was in the cellar, and they're allowed to put it outside in Rishus Rabbim. So when is that said? In the summer, when the streets look nice, Ein Lehem Rishus. Then the Chum did not give a private person the right to throw his junk out into Rishus Rabbim. The streets are nice, don't dirty them. But the Yemayis HaGashamim in the winter, when it's rainy and muddy anywhere in the streets, then Yesh Lehem Rishus. Then a person has the right to let his gutter with the dirty water flow outside into Rishus Rabbim. Or else if you want to clean out your cellar and you have a lot of dirt and dust there, you're allowed to empty it out into Rishus Rabbim. Now, the Chiddush is, Afa Pishab Rishus, even though the Chum gave you permission to empty out your dirt or your dirty water into the Rishus Rabbim, but you should know, Im Hazekel Chayovim L'Shalem. They gave you permission to put it there, but you have to watch it. If somebody falls and hurts themselves, you're chayiv to pay for that hezek. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, Hatzara Shava Shavem, even this type of a mazik, also you're chayiv. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Hey Chidomi, how are we talking about, how did your dirt or your water do damage? If while the water was flowing, you did damage, the water hit somebody, or else this dirt, when you threw the dirt into Rishus Rabbim, while you are throwing it, while it's moving, it hit somebody. If while you threw it, now it's doing damage, that's mamish odom amazik, that's your power. And Baram Rashi says, that's the real mazik of odom. Like, what's the difference if you hit somebody with your fist? Or you throw something at somebody. That's your power. Now we learn clearly that there's a mazik of Odom. At least according to Rav that learns Mava ze Odom. So you can't tell me the Mishnah needs an extra chiddush asara shavash of him that when you throw something at somebody, you chayif. Elo, the case has to be bosta denayich. That after you threw your dirty water out to the Rishus Rabbim, or after you threw out your dirt from the cellar to the Rishus Rabbim, it landed. And now somebody, fell over it. So Hechidam, what's the case talking about? If your mafka this water or the dirt, sev so pshita that ben the rab ben the shmul hain the bor, that's mamish the case of bor pshita yechayiv. Maishna bor that chlis as yosla nezek at the beginning when you made the bor, it was there that people could trip over it and fall. Umamayinach and it belongs to you. Ushmi rosna lecha, therefore you have to watch it, and therefore yechayiv if you don't watch it. Hani nami, then this dirt that you threw through the shusarab was the same halacha. when you first go and throw your dirt into the Rishas Rabim, it's a stumbling block there. Like people could fall over it, could trip over and fall. Or Mamaynach, and it belongs to you, even if you're mafkrit, but you're the one who put it there. Hushmiros and Alecha, therefore it's a svara, you're the one that has to watch it. So Avadi, you should be chayiv. So why do I need an extra part of the Mishnah? Hatzara shava shabem, pshita that you chayiv for these cases. So Gemara says, Ela, the last Karino, again, Ela, my, we're talking about that this dirt, you did not make hefka, you own it still. So still the Gemara is the kasha. Lishmuel, according to Shmuel, tiyamakula mi bor lamadnu, even though it belongs to you. Still it could be daima to bor. Says, so again, hainu bor, like pshita, this is bor. What do you mean to tell me the Mishnah includes this in a sara shavashabhem? This is a clear bor. So Gemara says, no, there's a chiddush here. Li'olam, really, I tell you, the afkarinu. We're talking about that after you threw your cellar dirt or the water, you are mafkarit. So you want to tell me that should be bor? No, v'loy domi labor, it's not like a regular bor. Because I'll tell you like this. Ma labor, shekein shaloi brishus. A regular bor brishus rabim, you have no right to dig a bor brishus rabim. When you first went to dig it, you did it shaloi brishus. So maybe that's called chilas asiyos lenezik. That's why you chayiv. Like, since you did something wrong by digging a ditch for Shusar Rabin, that's what the Torah says now. If somebody falls into it, you're chai for it. But Tiyama Bahani over here is different. The Brishus, here we said the Chomim gave you permission to throw your dirty water into the Shusar Rabin in the winter. Or they gave you permission to throw your dirt into the Shusar Rabin in the winter. So since you're doing it Brishus, maybe it's not doima to bore. So I would have thought to say that you're potter. So that's what the Mishnah tells me. Asara shava shabem, no yichayiv. What's the sara shava? How do I learn it out from? Because